It's become clear during the day that the government's plan to tackle growing problems in the family court system will have to go well beyond the headline announcement of a merger of the family and federal circuit courts by 2019. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says the merger and other measures aim to resolve as many as 8,000 more cases a year, people going through divorces or custody battles or other complex family breakdown scenarios. But the merger itself is just one small part towards fixing a crisis in the system, those within it say. And some family lawyers and advocates worry that specialisation could be lost, sacrificing quality for expediency. I'll speak in a moment with a long-serving former judge on the court, but first, this report from Catherine Gregory.
Even those who know how to navigate the family law system have found it traumatic.
Structurally, the delays are phenomenal. You can be there for up to 3 years before you're giving your first appeal or your first hearing date.
Federal Labor MP Emma Husser has first-hand experience with a family court after fleeing her abusive partner in 2015.
It is cost prohibitively expensive to engage in this system. The delays mean that you're waiting longer, your legal representation is costing you more money.
She's not convinced the coalition government's announcement that it'll merge the family and federal circuit courts will help alleviate those pressures.
Simply rebranding a system and changing the stationery and the letterheads and the name and the website is not actually going to change any of the structural deficits that exist in that system now.
Those who work at the front line of family law have a more nuanced view of the merger. Zoe Duran is a family dispute resolution practitioner and family lawyer. She's seen firsthand how cases could pass between the two court systems for years before being resolved. At times, it's even done strategically to benefit one side.
So sometimes delay is used, I think, inappropriately, strategically by parties. And yes, the ability to transfer and bounce around from court to court was part of that.
Zoe Duran is releasing a book about the family law system. And many barristers and solicitors she spoke to saw this merger coming.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this will be one part of how we can perhaps increase the efficiency and reduce the delays for families who are having their matters dealt with. I don't think it should be seen, though, as the panacea to the crisis that we're currently having in family law with the delays.
So what would the merger look like? Zoe Duran says the Federal Circuit Court was created almost two decades ago and it was seen as distinct from the family court. It dealt with less complicated matters, but more of them.
As time went on, the jurisdiction of the Federal Circuit Court, then the Federal Magistrates Court, increased and increased and increased, to the point where some say the difference between the kind of matters that the Federal Circuit Court deals with and the family court deals with is not so great a difference as what it used to be. That being said, there is still the perception and perhaps the reality that the family court deals with the more complicated family law matters. So I do have some concern about if there will be some loss as to that specialised approach that you get in the family court.
And she hopes the merger is just the beginning of many changes to fix delays and the lack of consistency in how family law matters are resolved. Debbie Kilroy, the head of advocacy group Sisters Inside, says merging the courts for the sake of expediency could undermine the quality of justice.
You'll never get justice within a speedy process. Justice comes when it's thought through and balanced, and so the right decisions are made and the right evidence are before the court. What would make something function more effectively is actually enough funding.
She also doesn't think the merger will address the major concern, which is gender inequality.
There is a number of conversations that are being had around the country, that Pauline Hanson, this is what she wants, to balance the books for men's rights, and that concerns me because women will be done over. We see time and time again mothers being left stranded at the bar table with no legal representation.
The merger comes ahead of the Australian Law Reform Commission's major review into the family law system, which is due in March.
Catherine Gregory reporting.